If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Lauren Groper. She's the founder and CEO of Repurpose. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what does your company do, Repurpose?
So we're a mission-based company, and by that I mean we're really on a mission to be an alternative for plastic and styrofoam. So we make eco-friendly, plant-based, biodegradable, essentially, tableware, picnicware. You can buy it at Whole Foods, Amazon, Safeway, some Targets. So we're really trying to disrupt this industry in a sense. It's been the same for about 30 years offering plastic and styrofoam, and yeah, we're trying to provide something different.
So what's the hardest part about getting into that space? Because there's a lot of people on that trend.
Yes.
Whether it's, you know, we want to not do, you know, right, the GMO foods and this, and so we only do organic and, you know, no nitrates and all. So yes, there's that on the food sector. And then there's the same thing happening with, you know, the ecosystem of like, well, let's get rid of the plastic and the paper and stuff like that and styrofoam. So how do you compete? What makes you stand out from all the other people?
Great question. Well, it's a super hard industry to tackle for sure, because as I said, it's been the same for so long. And so you're going against big players that have been there and do well. And so we've had to really be a challenger and provide a point of difference and really tell our story in the best way we can. Mm-hmm. And it's hard because on a shelf, on a retail shelf, you know, you whiz by and hopefully something about the product stands out. So we've really tried to tell the green, the eco story. And I think people are looking for that alternative. Mm-hmm. And for us, we're the solution. We're the change. We are something that if people are educated about the problems of plastic, they really can look to us, and we're the same price, basically.
So is your is your target audience people that say, look, I'll pay a little bit more if I know that it's, or the price isn't even an option,
right,
if it's going to be better for the environment, my kids, my family, myself? Because at the end of the day, it's not good having water bottles with plastic and drinking that. We all know that.
Yeah.
People are buying canteens and glass bottles instead, myself included. Should always avoid drinking out of plastic cups that have had sunlight going through and getting cancer. But with that being said, is it the people that specifically are interested in having that? Or are you guys trying to compete with the people who do drink plastic and are not searching for that, and you're trying to inform them of why they should change their behavior?
I think we're trying to do both, actually.
Okay.
So we definitely are catering to people that already have the education and already understand that, okay, this is the more environmental choice or the better for you choice.
Yeah.
But what we're trying to do, I think, that's different is by offering something that's basically the same price. Some of our products are the same price or lower, in fact. Some of them are a little bit higher, sometimes 20% higher. But what we're trying to do is...
Which is crazy that people sometimes would be like, oh, no, $1.18 more. But then again, some people are living on such a budget where that impacts them.
It's a very price-sensitive category. Yeah. So, you know, when
that's why you're buying plastic in the first
place. Right, and it's disposable. So it's challenging because I think in the past, the eco-friendly disposables have not really performed as well as plastic. And what we're saying
meaning just in general?
Flimsier. They break easily.
Like I've eaten with like the potato spoons before. It's made out of a potato. I still don't know how to do that. But.
Right. All of our products are made from plants. And what we're doing is really creating high-performing products, but they're disposable at the same time. So what we know we have to compete on price And what we're trying to do is educate everybody to say, hey, you know what? You don't have to be, you don't have to shop at Whole Foods to get this. And it's not a niche product. You can actually get it everywhere. And that's the goal for us, to be available to everybody.
Yeah. Well, I want to shift gears and kind of take it off of the emphasis of the business.
Yeah.
Put it more on you.
Okay.
What were you doing before Repurpose for this company?
So my whole career has really been in sustainability. And really, I've been a passionate environmentalist for my whole life. And so, and I always wanted to work in that space. So it's been kind of a long, winding journey. But right out of college, I actually worked for the United Nations Environment Program.
Very cool.
Some policy stuff. I did kind of a Canadian version. I'm Canadian. Canadian sort of Peace Corps version in Costa Rica and did ecotourism research there. So there was always like an eco component. And then
I don't mean to cut you off, but
do you
think that people in Canada or the U.S. are more inclined for like ecosystem, environmental friendly products?
You know, I have to say probably Canadian.
I don't know. I'm not biased. So I was just curious from your perspective.
It's interesting. I mean, we get data now that shows we don't sell in Canada yet, actually.
Okay.
But
is there a reason?
Just not yet. We're really focused on the U.S. market and want to kind of build that out before we go to Canada. But the market definitely is in Canada. It's just also that it's so geographically spread out in terms of shipping. It's a little more difficult, but the Canadian, I think, mindset is, I think you grow up around a lot more nature and,
makes sense.
It's interesting, but the data that we get here, has surprised us. So in areas, for example, there's areas in Texas that we sell so well where you wouldn't necessarily
cities
for sure. Yeah.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
So you said you didn't always know that you wanted to get an entrepreneurship. You just kind of knew you always wanted to be in the environmental space.
The big piece here was that that I forgot to mention previously was that I worked most of my career in sustainable architecture. I studied urban design and architecture, and specifically green or sustainable architecture, and I built many green buildings for different architects and developers and worked with construction groups as well. And we built condos, hotels, airports, office buildings, super green. But then once they were operating, you know, there was a ton of waste coming in and out of them. So some of the clients that we had at the time were interested in reducing their environmental footprint on the whole. And so we really had to look at plastic and styrofoam and what the impact was and how much waste they were producing. And that's when I really learned about, you know, the problems with plastic. And it just, coming from a design background, it really, you know, it upset me that something that we use for 5 minutes lasts for 500 years.
That's crazy.
Doesn't really make sense to me. And so it was sort of a design challenge as well.
Founder and CEO of Repurpose, Lauren Groper, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Three things that you think as an entrepreneur yourself who's been in the game for a while. The person who wants to get into business or has been in it maybe for 1 or 2 or 3 years, what do you feel like you can share with them are a couple of the things they need to prepare for on their journey ahead?
Wow. I think number one, surround themselves with good people because
that's huge.
Yeah. Team is everything. And I think I've got two partners and an incredible team, and without them, obviously we would never be where we are.
Yeah.
And I think you have to rely on them in good times and bad. And so that's definitely something huge.
Have a great team.
Have a great team. Number one. Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much everything.
Well, I'll feed you some right now because we talked about it before we started. You asked a great question before the cameras went on, which was, you know, what's the common thread amongst the CEOs and successful people you interview? And I said two things. I said the two. There's a lot, but the two things that are pretty much across the board for everybody is they all have a different view and meaning and neural association of what failure means to them. Meaning, most people, if I said, I go to school for 18, 20 something years of my life, and in the school system, if in school to my teacher or to my friends or to my parents, if I said, oh, I just, you know, did my test or my, you know, my final or my presentation and I failed, is that good or bad? They would never say good. Because school, failing in school, that's not good.
No.
The whole point is to get A's and B's and pass and get a good college, get a good job. So we're conditioned for decades that failure is bad. But yet the successful people I interview, getting into the thousands, is they all think failure is what makes them successful.
Wow.
So at some point, there's a new shift from thinking failure is bad to failure is good. I'm going to fail as fast as I can, test as many things as I can, take risks, but mitigate the risks to myself and my business and my employees and my family.
Right.
But failure is a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the second one is, and I want to ask you how you think of failure.
Sure.
The second one is they all have a sense of urgency and hunger.
Mm-hmm.
They all have this feeling that even if I fail, I'm going to get back up and I'm going to keep going because I'm hungry. I have a sense of urgency. The income, the impact, the growth of my business and how I can give back to the world and how I can serve people needs to happen.
Yeah.
I have a massive purpose to serve and I'm hungry and I have a sense of urgency. It needs to happen now.
Yes.
And so failure is not going to get in my way. So those two things come together and they usually make somebody really successful in anything they do. Tell me what keeps you hungry and inspired, keeps you driven. And then also, how do you look at failure?
What keeps me hungry, I think, is just the purpose. You know, our company is repurpose and
having a
purpose. I mean, our business is about making an impact. And I always sort of say, we want to do well by doing good. So we want to use business as a tool for change. And I feel like we're doing that. And we're now just trying to get numbers and impact about, you know, when we sell one of our products versus, you know, the traditional plastic and styrofoam, how are we changing the world? What are we doing that's actually taking things out of landfills or, you know, just actually not putting all of this garbage into the world? What
so
are we
you've
doing?
Got your purpose.
We have our purpose.
You got your purpose.
Yeah.
As we wrap up this segment before we transition into the next one.
Sure.
How do you reframe or give meaning to failure? Like, is failure something that when you do it, you're like, it's a good thing.
I don't fail.
I just get results. I just learn from it and grow.
Right. I think I'm not very risk averse, so I'm very okay with risk, which inevitably may lead to failure. So I'm not scared of failure. And I think I don't have fear around failure. And our business actually has had several failures, which we've learned from. And so I think, just having that attitude of not being afraid to fail is everything.
And that was what I loved is I flipped back on you after you asked. I was like, so do you think the same thing about what everyone in the studio, you know, that comes through the studio thinks? And it's like, I have a different viewpoint on what failure means. And I have a purpose to serve that I have a sense of urgency. It needs to happen. And I'm hungry to do whatever it's going to take. So we'll be right back with Lauren Groper to talk more about her company, Repurpose. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. Connecting a community of entrepreneurs is what we do. And you can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds.
Yep. Motorized.
Okay. Well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly. And I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Yeah. But you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury. And during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends. Or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is Business Rockstars. Rockstars.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Lauren Groper. She's the CEO and founder of Repurpose, and we're looking at some of your products right here. These are 100% made from plants, renewable, BPA-free, compostable. These are what, coffee cups?
Those are coffee cups. So
coffee cups and lids.
What's cool is they are insulated, and you never need to use a sleeve. So you're actually saving on double cupping. And
very cool.
What a typical coffee cup uses is polyethylene on the inside of the lining. We use a corn-based lining, so it's totally non-toxic and 100% compostable.
Very cool. So we got the plates, we got forks, spoons, knives.
Yes.
We had some other stuff out here as well, but we didn't want to crowd the table with all your
products.
What was the hardest part for the design and the packaging? I know that that's very difficult because at the end of the day, I'm walking down the aisle. The only thing that's going to stand out to me to get me to buy your product, unless you guys are spending tons of money on marketing and advertising.
Right.
I've never seen this in my life.
Right.
I walk by and I look, this better sell me. So what was that experience like? Because I've been through it before and I know it's not easy and it's not always fun.
It's not. I actually find it really fun. That's one of the parts I enjoy the most,
if you like
actually.
Being creative.
I love it, but I feel we're actually thinking about doing a brand refresh right now. So we think when we came out 6 years ago, this was pretty fresh and innovative, but the industry's caught up. And right now we're sort of saying, well, it's time to look at this again and refresh. How can we be different?
I mean, I get it right off the bat, right? The green elicits the green aspect of the cups. The leaf. It's all the standard stuff that you'd expect. So now it's how do we make ourselves different?
How do we take
from all the other
how do we take it to the next level?
Yeah. And what are you guys thinking about doing for that?
I don't know. We're just starting. So we're just about to go through the process. We're actually launching a bunch of new items as well. Paper towel, toilet paper, napkins.
So you guys are trying to compete against Johnson & Johnson, Procter & Gamble.
Yes.
Just the trillion-dollar companies.
Just those little guys.
Yeah. Well, that's exciting.
And
when you're going up against big companies like that, what goes through your mind?
I hope they don't squash us. No, we... I think because we feel that there's an opening in the space and that really we come from an authentic place, we're an authentic brand, and we can be that alternative to customers that really want something different and want to connect with a real story, real people that are trying to do something better for the environment. That's what we're all about. And I think we've been able to do that in this category. So I think sort of moving a little bit, sideways and doing different things while sort of still in the same aisle in grocery and retail is exciting for us.
You bootstrap this whole thing? So did you guys
we
raise
did
money?
Not. We've taken...
You raised some money?
Yeah, we've raised money. We raised about $4.5 million over 6 years.
Okay.
And we've been very lucky to have incredible investors. We bootstrapped the first, I'd say, year. And and
then realized you need some money.
Yeah. And we actually were doing, we were focused on the sort of wholesale commercial side of things, mm-hmm. on food service, before we really went retail brand. So we
And that's been more successful.
The retail brand has definitely been, yeah, our focus and much more successful. For us, we, you know, we entered this food service space and sort of thought that we could bring all these cool new products, but really in that space, it's about who's got the cheapest kind of alternative.
Yeah.
And we were making, you know, we were spending a lot of money on making the best products. So the fit for us is really retail at somebody's home where they actually, you know, there's a little more care put into the products.
When you get $4.5 million entrusted into you,
yeah,
it's got to be exciting, but maybe even a little bit scary because, you know, you got to pay it back. You're supposed to. How do you decide where you're going to allocate $4.5 million? Is it to product development? Is it to R&D? Is it for building a team? Is it all three? How did you guys decide?
Well, we didn't get it all at once. So we did it in several stages.
Tranches.
And yeah, several tranches over 6 years. And we've kind of used just as little as we can to kind of get by. Mostly it was for product, inventory, sales and marketing. It costs a lot of money to actually be in the selling to retail business because not only do you have to, you know, buy product and warehouse it, but you also have to, there's fees involved with selling into retail. So what they call slotting fees, or you're having to give free product away and you have to do a lot of promotion. And so there's a trade spend there that is somewhat significant. You know, you need, you just need a lot of feet on the street selling your product. It's expensive. So we've used those funds as we've grown, we've allocated the funds to different uses, but yeah, it's primarily inventory, sales and marketing. And we're a lean team. We're about 8 people right now.
Very cool. And I think that's ultimately where the money should always go, is reinvesting into some form of sales and marketing, because that's the fastest way you're going to get the cash back.
Exactly.
Founder and CEO of Repurpose, Lauren Groper, is joining us right now. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I want to know a habit or ritual that you have, either that you implement in your organization or, you know, that you've practiced in your personal life or in your business that's helped you guys be more successful. And I asked that because earlier we were talking about, you know, what makes the people that come through these doors successful? What's the common thread? And we talked about, you know, a sense of urgency and hunger and finding a purpose, and then also reframing what failure means. Another thing is habits and rituals. Mm-hmm. Now, not everyone that is successful can pinpoint their habits and rituals, but they all have them. Mm-hmm. Some people just aren't consciously aware of them. They're like, I just take action, make things happen. And it's like, okay, all right. But some people are very aware. So I'm curious, from your perspective, are you aware of maybe one or two habits, personally, professionally, that you could share with us that have either improved the quality of your health, life, relationships, happiness, or financial situation?
That's a tough question. I don't think I'm conscious of those habits. Like, I can't say that I meditate every day or, you know, I'm a big yoga enthusiast. But I do try, I think for me, I do try to, I try to eat well and exercise regularly. I mean, I try to lead a healthy lifestyle. Yeah.
Those things sound silly.
It sounds
people,
really silly.
Especially people that are healthy. But at the end of the day, obesity, being unhealthy, is an epidemic, and fast food companies keep growing. Some people, some go out of business, but it's just because they're trying to compete against the ones that keep growing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it sounds funny, but at the end of the day, there's a lot of people out there that should be practicing those habits and rituals, because I believe, and science validates a lot of this, that how you feel based on your energy levels, how you look, is a reflection of your confidence. And the true biochemistry of what you put in your body changes, meaning your emotions change, cortisol, serotonin, chemicals are literally released based on how you feel and what you're eating. And that impacts how you're going to perform. So, you know, it sounds maybe like kind of cliche, like, well, I try to live a healthy lifestyle, work out and eat right. But at the end of the day,
I mean,
that makes the difference between how you feel and how you perform, which is going to be a reflection of your results, whether that's in business or in life. So I do like that you brought that up. If somebody says, you know, I want to check out your guys' website, I'll let you say it.
If they want to
find,
too long.
If they want to find more about you guys, what's your website or social media, or what stores can they check this out in?
Okay, well, let's start on Facebook. It's at Repurpose.
Okay.
Twitter at Repurpose. Instagram at Repurpose.
Yeah.
Our website is repurposecompostables.com. I don't think
just
I gave
the way it's spelled.
Just the way it's
repurpose
spelled.
Repurpose
compostables.
Compostables.
We are going to modify our website to make it easier, and we're on Amazon. Amazon, and we have a nice sale on Amazon right now. So nice. Please visit us on Amazon.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for coming on
Thanks,
our show.
Mark. Thank
I love
you.
What you guys are up to.
Thank you.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families.
If you run your own business, when you're not on the job, you're on the road, in your van. Signs that say detour and do not enter are just plain bad for business. Well, here's a sign that's great for business. It says 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance on Mercedes-Benz Sprinter or Metris vans. Powerful, capable, and affordable. That's Mercedes-Benz Van Power. With pioneering safety technologies and low total cost of ownership, Mercedes-Benz vans are the right choice for your business. Check out the full lineup of Mercedes-Benz vans starting at just $25,995. 0% financing and up to 2 years complimentary scheduled maintenance. That's Van Power for all. Mercedes-Benz Vans. Born to run.
Starting at price refers to base model Metris worker cargo van. Excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Please see your dealer or go to mvvans.com for further details and exclusions.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow!
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Is getting a degree on your bucket list, but you've got a life, a job, family, stuff you can't put on hold to go back to school? Grantham University gets it. For over 65 years, Grantham's delivered affordable, relevant college and advanced degree programs to the men and women of our military. Let that sink in a moment. If they can deliver a quality education to a service member in a tent in Afghanistan, think about the flexibility Grantham can offer you so you can earn your degree too. Grantham is accredited and 100% online, so they're built to be flexible to make sure you can fit an education into your already busy life. Call Grantham today to find out how easy it is to get started on your education and check that college degree off your bucket list. Call Grantham right now, 800-910-0850. That's 800-910-0850. Grantham University. Flexible. Affordable. Relevant. Call 800-910-0850.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is the man, Tilman Fertitta. He's the chairman and CEO of Landry's and many other companies. It's a pleasure to have you on the show.
Hey, great to be here.
So tell us about your business. What do? You own many, many businesses, but I'll let you tell us all about them.
It's great to be in business, and it really is. Lots of concepts. do over 150 million customers a year. And it's brands from probably, we touch everybody because we get all the price
points. Many I've been to.
but anything from Mastro's to Bubba Gump. And then in between is a Martin's and a McCormick and a Rainforest and a Saltgrass and a Chart House and
everything.
And everything. And they're all company owned. They're all owned by my company. There's no franchisees. There's no licensees except international. And then the five Golden Nugget casinos also. And then lots of brands from the aquarium to amusement parks. And it's a fun business. Lots of employees.
Business
is good. And it's fun. It's fun.
So I'll say the numbers for you because they were on the sheet. $3.4 billion in sales, $3.5 billion worth of assets, and over 60,000 employees. How the heck do you make all of that happen when some people have been in business as long as you and they're still doing the same thing they always did and they're still getting the same results? There's something that you're doing that's different. You've got a TV show where you actually help people do this. How do you get to that level? What does it take?
It just kind of happened over a period of time, believe it or not. You know, it was great to go public back in 1993. I had 12 restaurants. And God, I was sitting on top of the world. You're sitting there with 12 restaurants. You're making $3 million a year. And gosh, life is good. And then all of a sudden going public with a restaurant company was real popular at the time. So I was public for 18 years. Was you wake up, you know, in August of 93 and you own 12 restaurants. And all of a sudden you look at your stock and you're worth $100 million. So that's the catalyst. And then, you know, I was able to grow it to a $1 billion company as a public company, almost $2 billion. And then when you had the recession in 08 and 09 and all the stocks fell, I took the opportunity to buy it all back myself. Private equity wanted to do it with me, and I maneuvered, financially engineered it where I could take my whole company back private. And that's when I was really able to grow because coming out of a recession, a lot of stocks were down. Martin's, McCormick & Schmick, Bubba Gump, that I was able to do a lot of acquisitions. So
that's what I love and I want to point out right there. People like yourself have the mindset that in a down economy and in a recession, that's where there's more opportunity than ever before. And you capitalized on that.
100%. I mean, I'm a cyclical player, okay? You always want to have your cash ready and wait for the recession because that's when you're able to buy. Everybody looks smart when you have a booming market, okay? Regardless if you're public or private. When you can be smart is when it's a down market and say, hey, I can pick this off or I can pick this off. And that's what me and my team have been really good at, if you want to know the truth. We've had lots of concepts that had organic growth. But if you really look at the value of the company was probably created by being a cyclical player and buying companies when they were down. But we also had the ability to take those companies and fix them up. You know, you go into a Martin Steakhouse today. It's a different menu. It's a different look. You look at a Chart House. Yeah. Great locations, but reconcepted the logo to the look to the menu, everything. Keep it fresh and change.
I love that. Change is inevitable, and you learn how to capitalize on that. I've come up with something that I like to do on the show where if you imagine sitting at a table with, and you maybe even have, an Oprah Winfrey, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Tony Robbins, somebody like yourself, which is why this is perfect, and you could take all of their biggest lessons and aha moments from their successes and their failures, I think those lessons would be pretty valuable. So from your perspective, what has been one or two of the biggest aha moments or lessons in a time of failure or success on your journey so far?
Being an opportunist, okay, don't assume anything and be a cyclical player. And if you take those and the biggest mistake that people make is that when things are really good, they think that they're never going to be bad again. And when things are really bad, they think they're never going to be really good again. So always know when things are good, the bad's coming. And when things are bad, always know the good is coming.
It's an interesting mindset. I love that, though, because it helps for so many of the beginning entrepreneurs out there that don't think like that. I think it's great advice. So let's talk about that. Three things, or more if you want, three things that you feel like the beginning entrepreneur in year one, two, and three that they haven't yet learned because they haven't been in the game as long as you. What are the things they need to know and be prepared for in the future?
Well, one of the things I do with all and doing this television show really gives me the opportunity to mentor people besides buy product, buy their product that gives them an opportunity to really get their company going. You got to know your numbers. And a lot of people go into partners with somebody, whether it's their best friend or whoever, but if you know numbers well and you're a financial person, then you better get a partner who knows how to sell and market or knows how to operate whatever you're doing. But a lot of times people go into business together and they both have the same talent.
Because you hire people like you.
Yeah, but you really, for a business to get going, you've got to have, number one, a great product. Yeah. You got to understand the financial side, okay? And then you've got to be able to operate that business. And then you need to have to sell and market that business. And if you don't do all four of those things in the beginning, you're not going to be successful.
Very true. I want to know, and I'm so curious from somebody like yourself, did you have great mentors growing up? Or did you have to figure it out all on your own?
You know, I really, people have always asked me, who are your mentors? And I really did not have mentors in the beginning. Now, as you get older and smarter, do we all steal little ideas from everybody? Absolutely. Yeah. And I don't care what business you're in. Yeah. But you as you grow, you're definitely smarter. And I will tell you this. I have lots of young guys work for me, and I love the millennials, and I love the way they're creative. But there is nothing like history, okay? And it's no different as you go get somebody to come in and run my company today with 500 locations and 60,000. I don't care who you are. There's nothing like the history, because I know the history of all 500 of those locations.
Yeah.
Somebody else doesn't. So there's nothing like history, but if you don't change, you will get run over.
Yeah.
And I'd say, how did your company continue to grow and last as long as it has and been successful? Because I preach change, change, change.
I love that. Change, change, change. That's the key from Tillman. Chairman and CEO of Landry's, Tillman Fertitta, is joining us. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack, and we're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Habits and rituals is something I've noticed that successful people in anything, sports, business, life, relationships, health, they all have habits and rituals that are the reason and the reflection of the results they get. Habits and rituals that you either try to teach your employees or habits and rituals in your own life that have improved your quality of your life and your business success. What are some of them?
Well, one of the things is you never tell a customer no. Okay. And that's something I preach. And if I'm talking to a group of 1,000 people, I'll say, walk into one of my restaurants at 8 o'clock on a Saturday night and ask for scrambled eggs. Okay. And
it's not even on the menu,
but it's not on the menu, but we're going to do it for you. People hate being told no.
Yeah.
And today more than ever, it's kind of like, well, this is the way I do it. And you either like it or go somewhere else.
Yeah. We've always done it this way.
Okay. But I hate that. Okay.
Yeah.
You want to lose me. Tell me that. But I love to preach. Once again, you don't assume anything. You never tell a customer no. Now, I might not be able to give you a yes, but I'm going to find a way to maneuver where I don't have to say no. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's all about customer service. It's all about great product, and it's taking care of your customer.
Fantastic advice. How does a normal day look like for somebody like you? You know, for me, a big shift in my perspective was I should only focus on the highest income and impact activities and find some way to, you know, outsource and delegate the low income, low impact, trivial activities. You have 60,000 employees, so you're the master of this. How do you decide where to allocate your time and energy?
Yeah, it's everywhere. And I'll be... Some people can multitask and some can't. And it's not something you develop. You were just born with it. But the other day, my general counsel was in my office and we were going over something. And he said, do you realize you just handled 6 totally different divisions of the company in about a 2-minute period? You were picking up the phone, yelling out to this person, bringing this person in while they were just sitting there. And you try to put your arms around everything, but you have to delegate. Okay. You can't be running a company like this and not delegate. But at the same time, you do get involved in the most minuscule details. I mean, I did a tasting yesterday for a new restaurant and went through every dish with them and gave them my input. I'll still look at menu changes. I'll look and see what we're paying in a position for this person. It's just, you just touch whatever you feel like you need to touch at that time. And your people learn that this is how far I can go in my area. And if not, maybe I need to go check with him. So I operate with 7 COOs and they all answer up to me.
Interesting.
So that's the way I operate.
I love that. Well, last question as we wrap up, I'm super curious to see your perspective on this is if you have so many different businesses. So if you had to start over with nothing except for the knowledge that you have, no connections, no money, you had to start over with nothing but the knowledge you have, what business space would you get into right now? What industry?
And you're like, I own 87 different businesses already.
I do. And I truly don't know, okay? I don't know because I know that I could probably even do some other things better than what I'm doing. But I love my empire that I have.
Yeah.
But I can tell you this. The one true statement that is said out there, there's a lot of entrepreneurs that have gotten lucky because they happen to go to work for a company at the right time. And they really weren't the brain behind it, but made a bunch of money. But if you take your true 500 entrepreneurs out there who truly built it with their own hands and building their company, and it was a business that wasn't losing $10 million a year, but yet their stock was worth $1 billion. Okay. Yeah. If you take those 500 people, they'll have all the money again. Mm. Okay. You either have it or you don't. You're born with it. Okay.
I've heard
and
that
people,
before.
People say, well, what about if I go get my MBA? And my deal is, you know what? You know, if you need your MBA, all right, if you don't have that God given gift, go get your MBA.
Go get it.
Okay. Cause then you really do learn a lot in getting your MBA, but a lot of people doesn't mean anything.
Wise words from a true business rock star. Thanks for coming on the show.
Absolutely. Glad to be here, Mark.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Why would you do it yourself when you can call a pro? I'm Alex Worley with the Business Rockstars Minute. How many times have you done this to yourself? Thought you could make it happen and realize later when it's too late, you made it even worse because you didn't call a pro. We do this in business as well. Legal work, bookkeeping, even website development. Instead of trying to fix things yourself and save a few dollars, call in a pro. All too often, entrepreneurs only look at the bottom line of what something costs. Stop doing this. Remember, a professional might be expensive. An amateur could cost you a fortune. Would you take your sick child to an amateur doctor? No. Would you have your house built by an amateur contractor? No. Don't settle for subpar. Always get a professional. It will pay off in the long run. I'm Alex Worley, and this has been a Business Rockstars Minute.
Business Rockstars.
Loans are made by WebBank. Rates and terms vary based on credit history. Amazon is not a sponsor of this promotion. Other restrictions apply. See website for details.
I was making great progress on building my savings, but then I get hit with an unexpected car repair bill.
Keeping a close eye on my credit score allowed me to buy my first house, but an unexpected medical emergency set me back.
When the unexpected happened, Avant was there to help. If you need to borrow $1,000 to $35,000, try Avant. It's fast, simple, and transparent.
Everything is done online. There are no prepayment fees, and no collateral is required, and you can instantly check your rate with no impact to your credit score.
Over 500,000 customers have experienced the convenience of a loan through Avant. No wonder Avant has an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. And now, Avant will give you a $50 Amazon.com gift card after your first payment is made on time. To check your rates and to get this special radio offer, go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5656 when applying. That's AVANT.com, promo code 5656. Go to Avant.com today and enter promo code 5656.
When it comes to new window coverings, everybody has a budget. And Budget Blinds is the one place that understands you and your budget perfectly. Budget Blinds provides more custom window coverings than anyone in North America because we think that everyone, at every budget, deserves beautiful style, expert service, our no-surprises pricing, and our no-questions-asked warranty. Right now, during our 25th anniversary celebration, you'll get an even better value during the biggest sale of the year. Special upgrades like invisible tilt bar on shutters, free smart fit, or a cordless option on honeycomb shades for a clean, uncluttered contemporary look. Book your free in-home consultation now. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS or go online to budgetblinds.com. Forget do-it-yourself. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS and get style and service that fit your budget. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now.
Offer good on selected products at participating independently owned and operated franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
$1.99, $1.99.
Penny here is trying to see how many ways she can say $1.99.
$199, 10 times 9. Plus.
Thankfully, there's only one way to say delicious deal. And that's Long John Silver's one-piece fish and fries for only $1.99. Come to Long John Silver's today for our delicious 100% Alaskan whitefish. Hand-dipped, cooked to golden perfection, and served with natural-cut fries, all for only a little help here, Penny?
$1.99. Wow! $1.99?
Yes, Penny. Wow. Because at Long John Silver's, you deserve more.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Joining us right now is Cam Kashani. She's the godmother of Silicon Beach and the co-founder of CoXL. It's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Thank you for having me. Pleasure to be here.
So, godmother of Silicon Beach, how'd you get that name? And then tell us about your company.
Godmother of Silicon Beach is a name they gave me, and I gracefully decided to take it. I previously started the first co-working space in Los Angeles back in early 2010, when there was no LA tech scene, there was no Silicon Beach, nothing was happening here. It was literally like one event every 2 months with the same 90 people. So we started the first co-working space, and it basically was the, it was like ground zero for the LA tech ecosystem. Mm-hmm. We had over 1,400 entrepreneurs or alumni come through. We had Instacart and like Uber LA, Full Screen, all these really big guys came out of there.
Nice.
And it helped really push the community forward.
So you created that.
I did.
That's where it came from.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And your company, CoXL, what do you guys do?
CoXL, the first human accelerator.
The first human accelerator. So what do you guys do?
The first and only.
That's like a mantra, but what do you guys actually do?
It's a 3-month program, one-on-one, where we accelerate you through your work. What we do is we build leaders.
Mm. And you do that how?
That's the secret. No, we create a customized plan for each person that comes through the program. And it depends on where they are, where they can be, what they can do. And in those 3 months, we tackle them, get them from point A to point B.
Very cool. How did you get into this whole space? Like, what compelled you to want to start this business? Yeah. What compelled you to want to get into this business?
Oh, that's a great question. Spawned from my personal story.
Okay, well, share it for us.
All right. I'm going
to
get down and dirty
back
now. Take you back to the beginning. I honestly never thought I was going to be an entrepreneur. And this is my third company I'm on now. I was
What did you think you were going to do?
I don't even know. I knew I would be successful because my parents are doctors. Like, my whole family is doctors. Yeah. Like, everybody.
So is that what you thought you were going to do, is become a doctor?
Actually, yeah. I wanted to be a plastic surgeon. Until I was like 12. And then I'm like, I don't want to be a doctor. That's
you wanted to be a plastic
school.
Surgeon as a child growing up.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay.
Because it had art. There was creation involved.
Gotcha.
Right?
Human acceleration.
Well, human acceleration we'll get into.
Okay.
growing up, I never knew. I had a negative dialogue. I didn't believe in myself. I was someone that was bullied all my life. And
a lot of kids.
Like a lot of kids, yeah. But being an entrepreneur now and being where I am now, I never thought I would be. And what happened was my first company,
which I started like 4 years after college. My first job I was at, it was great. It was awesome. It was like cushy, getting a good paycheck and all that. It was a medical company. And I helped them incorporate the human element, as I call it. There's a theme to this. There's human everywhere.
Everywhere.
I helped them incorporate the human element as the marketing director. And what that meant was I was at this medical company and nobody knew why they were there. They were sitting there just doing their job. It was a super negative environment, very catty, just not a kind of place that I would definitely thrive in, that's for sure. So I brought it to the CEO's attention that this is like this. I told him that no one knows why they're here. Like, they're in the business of saving people's lives.
Yeah.
And no one knows this. He ended up agreeing. He held a meeting with the 60-plus employees at that time, asked that question, do you guys know why you're here? No one could answer it. So I ended up incorporating that into their entire business model and whatnot. We increased profits 60% over 4 years that I was there. They ended up getting acquired 2 years after I left. But I left to start my own startup, which failed on its face. Epic failure.
Like many people's first businesses, not everyone's.
I mean, everyone has to have one or 12, but no, it was pretty hardcore. 2 years, 200 grand and three customers.
Very cool.
Yeah.
The one that did well?
The one that did bad. Three customers isn't good.
200 grand depends on how much of that you get to keep.
Ah, sorry. 200 grand invested.
Invested.
Yes. Like $200,000 of our own money to build it. 2 years of our time and energy. Three customers in the end.
Okay. Well, it sounds like you, like many entrepreneurs and business owners, didn't always start out successful and you're maybe a 5 or 10 or 15 year overnight success. I love that you shared that because it's very important for your story.
Yeah, failure.
The godmother of Silicon Beach is joining us, Cam Kashani. She's the co-founder of CoXL. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Mark Lack. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. What has been something on your journey that you feel like you had a big lesson or aha moment in? Was it one of your companies that failed? Was it a bad partnership? Was it?
No, it's all of the above. So Coloft, the business that I had previously started, I started with my ex-husband.
Okay.
All right. So there's a story here. We did that. It was great. It helped build the whole ecosystem. Mm-hmm. Awesome.
Yeah.
4 years into it, I filed for divorce and he fired me. So I was fired from my own company. I didn't know that that was going to happen.
And Steve Jobs knew it was possible.
Yeah, this is true. But his was a different story.
Different story.
Different circumstances. Yeah. So that was like the period of time in my life where I just went into, where do I go? What do I do? I feel completely naked and stripped in the universe. I'm overnight like a single mom without an income. And I'm no longer Coloft Cam. Like, what do I do?
Yeah.
And I went through a really, really dark time. And during this time, I had an amazing woman who is now my business partner. Her name's Jasmine Hanaby. She's a globally renowned intuitive coach. And she came along and she basically helped build me back up from like literally being in the fetal position in my bed to working with the State Department in an 8-month period, working with ambassadors, interacting with royalty, helping ward off extremism on a global scale. And I didn't know that I could do that again or ever, to be honest. So the biggest takeaway from it was, wow, our minds, the way we think is everything. Mm-hmm. How you think about yourself, how you view situations, anything you want to do is possible. And you as a human being are an infinite possibility. It's a matter of, are you going to do the work to get there? Mm-hmm. And that's the story behind human acceleration.
Right. I love that. Yeah. That's how it all came together. So if somebody says, well, I just want to follow you and learn more about you, where can they do that?
So you can go to my company's website, which is coxl.com. That's COACCEL. And at Cam S. Kashani is what I am everywhere on social media.
Social media everywhere. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I appreciate you for coming on the show. And
thank you for having
sharing
me.
Your wisdom with our audience.
Yeah,
thank you.
Thanks.
I'm Mark Lack. This is Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. You can join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now, and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today, and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Hi, I'm Kimberly Williams Paisley. When my mother was diagnosed with dementia, we didn't know where to turn. For my family, the decision to move her into long-term care was heart-wrenching. From the start, I wish we'd known about the National Association of Insurance Commissioners. They're free, unbiased...
BizTalk Radio,